What's up, everybody? This is the Couch Co-op Podcast, episode 5. And,
would have been episode 6, right? But, we kind of missed one last week.
Yeah, we did miss one last week.
We missed one last week.
Because nothing really happened last week. So.
Yeah.
And we were kind of tired. So, we just didn't do it. Anyways.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm Joe Nixon, co-founder and editor-in-chief of CouchCoop.net. And with me, as always...
Casey Tapp, media supervisor.
Good, you nailed it.
I nailed it. Didn't even have to look at the script.
Of course, all these titles are self-proclaimed, but we will keep self-proclaiming them because it makes it sound legit.
So. You know, but it is true, though. I do supervise the media.
That is true.
All kinds of media.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. Trust them, guys. Right, trust them.
So, yeah, I watch things from time to time. You know, TV, game stuff.
Anywho, in this podcast, we bring you the latest and greatest in gaming news. So, let's get started with what we always start with, and that is our legendary, iconic hit list.
The hit list. The hit list.
Hit list.
Oh yeah, we should hire somebody to do that professionally.
Like a little voiceover in the corner, just like the guy who used to do the Geico commercials.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or the dude that does all the wrestling things.
Mm. Yeah,
that guy.
Bruce Buffer or whatever his name is.
We should call him.
That'd be funny. Anyways, it's a very short hit list. We only have
really short
3 things to go over. So, the first one. I'm starting in reverse because I just realized I posted these kind of backwards.
Yeah, there's a lot on that last one.
Yeah. So the first one is, the shortest game in the world just got shorter. Not really. It's not the shortest game in the world, but Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes a YouTuber has just beat the record in completion time for the main storyline. Crewmand Mimelum. People just need to be, like, normal.
Crumb and Mimelo.
Crumb and Mimelo. It's stupid. Just
Mimelmo.
How about you make your YouTube name something, like, pronounceable and not so confusing? But anyways.
Like Bill Johnson.
Yeah, or something. But he completed the game in 3 minutes and 54 seconds and currently holds the fastest completion time. And
did he get a thing to go on his wall for that?
Who knows? He probably has no life anyway, so.
True. Well, he has a YouTube
channel. No offense, Crumb and Mimelino. I mean, he did it pretty well. I mean, a little rusty at some points, but he still did it.
A gun and run kind of thing?
Yeah, it was run and gun is usually how that phrase goes, but yeah.
Whatever. I gun first and ask questions later.
So. Mm. But yeah, so congrats to him, I guess.
I've talked to some people before about this game being, like, the most expensive demo they've ever played.
But, like... It's just the main mission that's the shortest thing. There's, like, you can get a good 10-15 hours out of the game with all the side missions and stuff like that.
Still, for $60?
I thought it came out for, like, did it come out for 60? Or I thought it was 40, but I'm
not sure. That's still a lot for
a day's
worth of playing.
Eventually, I still want to play it because...
Redbox.
Yeah, that's true, too. Number 2. Metro Redux will hit PS4, Xbox One, and PC on August 26th in North America, and August 29th in Europe. The games will be $24.99 a piece or $49.99 together. So that's a great deal, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I am definitely looking forward to playing those again and actually getting through.
I want to ask a question.
Yeah.
That word, is that French?
I don't know.
I feel like that's a foreign word.
I've heard people say Redux. I've heard people say Redo. I'm just going to go with Redux.
Because America.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And the third item on this huge list is that we finally got an in-depth look at the Order 1886 enemies.
Just reserve that.
Nice.
Yeah, I did.
It looks
$30
on it. Looks excellent. But the enemies are lycans, a.k.a. werewolves.
Werewolf.
But they're a different kind of werewolf. They're super smart.
No fur?
there's fur, but not much. Mm. It's weird. So they're crazy looking. They look more like humans that turned into wolves than just wolves, I guess. But the team is actually doing two separate animation systems that allow you to see the transformation full time. So you'll see the human actually transform into the werewolf, like, in game.
Oh, cool.
So that's pretty cool.
I like that.
And that has got to be difficult to do.
Shoot them before they change.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you can do that. Who knows?
That's what I'm
doing. We don't know much about
it. No, but that's what I'm doing.
But, like, of course, we all know here at Couch Co-op that video games are magic. So I don't know what any of this stuff means, like double rendering and...
Yeah. It's all magic spells and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like Expelliarmus or whatever they do. And,
yeah. Wingardium Leviosa.
Yeah, there you go. Leviosa, idiot.
Leviosa.
Anyways.
Stop it, Ron.
But yeah, I'm pretty pumped. I'm pretty pumped about that game. It looks like it's going to be another PS or another PlayStation.
It looks
hit,
good.
So
it really does look good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just reserved that, and it comes with a statue.
I saw that.
Yeah, the one I got. It's like 80, I think, and it comes with a statue of the main character or something. And then you can get another one, it's like 130, and it comes with a statue of that guy fighting a lichen.
Nice.
So, I was like, yeah, I don't want an action figure for $130. I'll just take the other one with the
It's not an action figure, though. It's a statue.
Whatever. I'll break it off and use it as a...
Gah, gah, gah. For those of you listening, we were just mimicking playing with action figures.
Yeah.
So...
I think my wife would give me a weird look if she came home and I was playing with that.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, that's pretty much... Because I didn't get to do much writing. And I didn't even get a chance to write up the Metro Redux announcement.
Well, there's not really a lot date, going on here recently.
That's true. I mean...
And it's affecting us.
We're still feeling that hype from E3 a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I just before we get into our topic of the week, mm-hmm. I want to talk about... I reserved 3 games this week. Originally, I reserved Destiny at GameStop, and I paid it off in full. And then I decided, after extensive research of about 10 minutes, I wanted to pre-order it for my place on the PlayStation Network instead, because GameStop gives you a upgraded Sparrow, which is the speeder bike from Destiny, and PlayStation gives you 3 armor sets, one for each type of character. 3 ships, 2 guns, 1 strike, which is like a co-op
mission, right?
Mission, and then an extra Crucible arena. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they're really pushing that digital content.
Yeah,
sure.
And I was like, well, that's one thing versus what, like 10?
Yeah, that's pretty great.
I'll upgrade my Sparrow when I get in game. I just don't really use it that much anyway. Yeah. So. But I decided to take it off GameStop, and I went and I pre-ordered The Order. I pre-ordered Evolve.
Nice.
And I pre-ordered, I done forgot what the other one was.
Well, why'd you go done and forget?
I don't remember.
Assassin's Creed?
And, yeah, Assassin's Creed. There you go. Yeah, you got me. Yeah, Assassin's Creed. I went ahead and put all those down, and Assassin's Creed also has like a $130 version of it. And it comes with a statue, apparently, but...
Some of those Ultra Editions can get pretty intense.
I looked at the Assassin's Creed one, and it didn't really have as much as... I don't see it being worth it in the long run, but I did go ahead and reserve just an ordinary copy of it. But those are my games I'm looking forward to. So right now I have 4 games pre-ordered.
And those are all coming out this... Well, yeah. Except for The Order, those are coming out this year.
Yeah, exactly. I have the things written down. So the Destiny beta is on July 17th. Really looking forward to that.
What?
And then just a shout out real quick. August 30th, Minecraft is coming to the new consoles.
Nice.
At least last time I checked, that's what they said they were. And then September 9th, Destiny comes out. October 21st, Evolve, and then October 28th, Assassin's Creed.
Very cool.
And
it'll be a good fall, that's for sure.
Yeah, this coming up fall is going to be pretty good. I know Destiny comes out 9 days before my birthday, so that's going to be a really good birthday present. Probably won't even do anything. If you try to call me, I'll probably just be playing Destiny the whole time. And then The Order comes out February 20th of 2015. So
allegedly,
yes. Yeah. That's what IGN has posted to my calendar on my iPad. Mm. So I trust them.
Well, yeah. I mean, it'll be a good fall for sure.
Yeah, even the release of maybe just two of those is still going to be good. Mm-hmm. You know, it gives you...
Far Cry 4 is coming out, too.
That is true. This fall. So. I saw some more gameplay footage of that just recently. It looks amazing.
Riding some elephants.
Yeah. I was unclear, though. Did they bring back the monster stuff?
I guess they're done with that. Although that was like one of the best parts of that game. I loved
that. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
I wish they'd bring it back.
Now they focus on crazy villains. Mm-hmm. So... And this one looks crazy, that's for sure.
He's a very, like, sophisticated kind of crazy, though.
Yeah, more sophisticated than Vaz, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But he's like...
He seems a little more in-depth.
Like a... I guess you could call him, like, a financial powerhouse. And so he controls that area very well.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Looks good. Anyway, I guess we can go ahead and segue... into our topic of the week.
Of the week. Yes, topic of the week.
And it's not going to be a fun one. We'll go ahead and let you guys know that right now.
It's more of a rant than...
Yeah.
Kind of. I don't know.
We're talking about Battlefield Hardline and why you shouldn't buy it.
Battlefield Hardline beta.
I'm going to go and go out on a limb and say you shouldn't buy Battlefield Hardline, period.
I just don't know.
Because it sucked.
Well, see...
From what I played.
I'm trying to keep an open mind about it. Just because... there's two reasons. Even though it's different, you know, it's not what Battlefield players are used to. I played the Battlefield 4 beta, and I played the Battlefield 3 beta. And I remember on both of those, I hated them. I could not stand them. I had so many problems with them.
Mm-hmm.
Battlefield 3 had so many problems. On Operation Metro, I just wanted to punch children in the face. That thing just made me angry because there was all kinds of stuff that was wrong with that and made it a bad experience. And I didn't want to play it. And I didn't play it for a long time. And then one of my buddies had it, and I was like, you know what? I'll play with you. And I went out and I bought it. And then I played it, and now it's like one of my favorite games. Mm-hmm. So... You know, I still play Battlefield 4 from time to time. I'd probably play that about 2-3 times a week whenever I get home from work. And anyway, so I'm trying to keep an open mind about it because I know Battlefield has a lot of things to mess with whenever they're doing their betas. So I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt and say, you know what, it was messed up on all these other ones, but you fixed it and made it fun. The other thing that why I'm kind of hesitant on it is because it's got a big, big, big gap, and I guess you could say large shoes to fill with Rainbow Six Siege.
I would say that, and even Payday.
Payday, yeah, that's another one.
Payday's also going to the next gen.
Those two games basically said, "Hey, we're gonna do this kind of cops and robbers kind of thing." Not really. With Siege, it's not really robbers. They may end up doing heist eventually in that. We don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah. But it's more of like cops versus bad guys. Mm-hmm. And they basically came out and showed people how good that kind of stuff can be. So whenever Battlefield came out and said, look at our beta, you know, I think they have a lot.
It's extremely underwhelming after all the stuff.
Exactly. And it's so large scale that it's like, you feel like you're not even there half the time. Right. Just like you're on the opposite end, you have to get in a car, drive it all the way over there, and then you just ditch the car. Like,
yeah. Well, since you're being the more optimistic one,
I'm always optimistic.
So. I'm going to be completely pessimistic about this game.
It's fine with me.
So here's why I'm just straight up saying you shouldn't buy it. Number one, it's rushed. It's shoehorned in to fill this gap that EA thinks they need to fill in with cops and robbers type stuff.
Yeah.
Number two, the gameplay does not work with the concept. RPGs flying around everywhere and all these ridiculous weapons do not really fit well with a armored car heist or even a bank heist. It just doesn't. And number three, to me, it just wasn't fun, at all.
Mm-hmm.
I never really enjoyed myself, I guess you could say, while playing it.
Yeah. There could be rocket launchers in a heist. If you're a bad guy, let's say, I don't really know.
Maybe one.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm getting at. There could be. But the thing, if you need to take out, the actual armored truck, you need to blow the axles out or whatever, there could be a rocket launcher, maybe even two. But what they should have done with it is they should have basically made all your weapons the low-level, like black market weapons and stuff like that. And then as far as, the rocket, the heavy-duty stuff, like snipers that can take out cars and stuff, that kind of stuff they should have done, in Battlefield 4, where they had those random weapons, weapon drops, the really powerful ones. They would be, laying on the ground in a little box, mm-hmm. and they only spawn every, 10 minutes,
Yeah.
So, and you only get, two shots with it. And that'd kind of give you a little bit more of a balance on that, but I don't think that they will. I think that they're going to keep it the way it is because they want to have that customization. Yeah. That's another thing. I don't think, as far as the cops and robbers thing go, I don't think they need four classes.
No.
Maybe two. Maybe. Yeah. Like an attacker and a support guy, maybe. But you don't need a sniper, an engineer. What do you need an engineer for? You're not fixing the truck. You're trying to blow it up.
Exactly.
There's no point in it.
And, the cars aren't ever around long enough for you to even want to fix them.
Yeah, I know, right? So it doesn't make any sense to
have all this stuff. It just seems really rushed to me.
Yeah.
And I won't be buying it at all.
I don't plan on it.
So. And, they're trying to do these cool game modes or whatever. We only got to play two of them during the beta, but Like the concept of it, of those game modes would be cool, but in a Battlefield game, not a cops and robbers type of setup.
Yeah. I even think I kind of like the idea of not necessarily the robbery thing, but in the beta you had to go and you had to extract the bag. I think that's kind of a cool idea, is to try to take something. It doesn't have to really be anything, but just say, let's take this rock from point A to point B. And, you have to go get the rock, then you pick the rock up, and you carry the rock across the field, right. And you fight people off, and then you set it down in the water. Okay, you won. Good job. But I think that they made it too. One, I feel like it was really easy to kill the guy with the bag.
Right, yeah.
And, two, it took way too long to pick up a bag.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a bag.
For the police to, return it, too.
Yeah, that's another thing. When the police return it, they put it back inside the truck. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
If you're trying to keep the guys from getting it, pick it up, put it inside your car, and take it to your drop-off.
Or to evidence or something.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The bad guys have, their extraction point.
Right.
If the cops are trying to retrieve this money to stop them, they need to pick that up and extract it. They need to take that somewhere else so that there's no reason for those bad guys to be there anymore, and then they can deal with the bad guys.
Not like, sir, where do I put the bag? Miller, just put it back in the truck.
Put it back in the truck. It doesn't make any
sense. Ain't nobody going to pick it up again.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. It's a cool idea. Cops and Robbers is a cool idea for a game, but I don't know if it's good for a Battlefield game.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's just like, it's just a bunch of poop, is what it is.
It's a bunch of poop.
It's a bunch of poop.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's probably going to get better than it is right now, but I don't know if it's ever going to be good enough for me to buy it.
Yeah.
I think what's going to happen is it's going to come out, and people are going to play it for Team Deathmatch.
And that's going to make the most sense.
That's going to be about it. Or I wouldn't even be surprised if they went in through Conquest back in there.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, sure.
Because these criminals need to keep an eye on this convenience store. So all you guys post up and capture it.
Just hold it down.
gosh.
I need to make sure we got some Snickers bars.
But, like, that's the thing is, whenever I saw the first trailer, I was like, Battlefield doesn't necessarily mean cops.
Yeah.
So, like, it just doesn't fit with that franchise at all.
Another thing that just, it bothers me so bad. I played Battlefield 2 on a PC, okay? And I didn't play online. I just kind of played against the bots because I was younger when I played it. But in that, they had a grappling hook. And all it was a freaking three-prong grappling hook on a rope. And you take it, and you point where you want to throw it, and you just chuck that motherfucker.
Right.
Throw it. Okay? Now, as long as you can get it up onto wherever it goes, wherever the grappling hook landed, that's where it stuck. It could be in the middle of the roof.
Right.
Not hooked to anything. But that's where it stuck because that's how the game worked. Okay? And it was great. And once you climbed up, you could pick it back up, throw it again.
Yeah.
And it was awesome because as a sniper, you could put that grappling hook on. You could climb up these crazy buildings. You could get on top of everything. Now, I understand this is a PC, mm-hmm. but we're working on these next-gen consoles. You can do that really easily.
Current gen.
Anyways, so they put this grappling hook in there, and I'll get to the zip line in a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
They put the grappling hook in there, and they basically made it to where you can only shoot the grappling hook at certain things.
Right.
And it's a gun. Why does it need to be a gun? There's no point in it being a gun.
Because it's cool, bro.
But it's stupid that you have a piece of equipment that is so high-tech that it can tell you what it can and cannot lock onto. It gives you your distance and everything. But for some reason, we can't put enough cable on this damn thing to shoot it really far. It only goes like 10 feet.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. I can throw a grappling hook 10 feet.
Yeah.
I can throw that gun 10 feet.
Like, the grappling hook seemed like the most unnecessary piece of equipment.
Yeah, it is the greatest idea ever to have a grappling hook in a video game. It's amazing. That's such a cool idea. Because you can get to anywhere you want to. Okay? But if it doesn't work, what's the point?
Right.
Then it just pisses people off.
Exactly.
And another thing, they put that zip line thing in there, the zip line gun. You're telling me that you can't take a steel cable it's barely thicker than like two quarters put together, all right? That'll hold a human being.
Yeah.
Okay? You're telling me that you can't put over 100 foot of cable on a spool and launch that thing from a gun, okay? And on top of that, it won't let you shoot it down at steep angles.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense. Control your descent. You can shoot it straight down at the ground. Control your descent. That's all you got to do.
And also, the tasers and tear gas are worthless.
Yeah.
Whenever people are running around with RPGs. Yeah. So yeah. It would be ridiculous.
It would be cool if the tasers, if you could hit somebody with a taser, if it took them out of the game.
Mm.
Like handcuffed them.
Right, basically. Yeah.
That would be a cool idea.
But no, it's like a stun for like a couple seconds and then they can keep shooting you. Or they can even keep shooting you while they're being stunned. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
So don't buy Battlefield Hardline.
Don't buy Battlefield Hardline. Buy Rainbow Six Siege.
There you go.
Whenever that comes out. Because that game looks sick.
Anyways, let's transition from this negative topic.
I'm never negative. I don't know what you're talking about.
And let's go to something more positive.
What's positive?
A new developer diary was released this week for No Man's Sky.
Are you positive that that's positive?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Yeah. I posted it. Anyways, a new developer diary for No Man's Skies lets you kind of peek behind the doors at Hello Games. Small team of 4 people making that game. And
shows you that you don't need big companies to do good work.
And, of course, that game is freaking beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And we learned some interesting facts about the game, too. Like, if you watch the E3 demo. If you watch the E3 demo, you saw the planet with all the dinosaurs on it.
Yes.
And when they were asked about, like, how often when you see wildlife, this was their response. They were like, they said 10% of all the planets have an ecosystem, which means they can, like, support life. 10% of those planets are the ones with the ecosystems,
mm-hmm.
will have animals on it. And 10% of the ones with animals on it will have dinosaurs. So that's like a fraction.
Do you ever, is it possible to ever encounter like another like intelligent race?
You'll encounter other players, I think. They haven't said anything about aliens.
Well, I just meant like, you know, maybe if we found like, not necessarily dinosaurs, but if we found like cavemen. It's like stuff like that. Like they're not like as smart as us to do the travel,
right.
Like space travel, but they're smart enough to build the wheel.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I know, right?
But they mentioned like other races. I don't know if that means like aliens, because I know you play as a character in the universe, and so everybody has their own character. Everybody has their own ship.
Do you get to make your character, like the face and everything?
Not sure. We don't know that yet, but lots of high hopes for that game and lots of big concepts going into it. And it's crazy to think that a game of that size is being done by 4 people.
Have they? Well, I mean, look at Minecraft.
Yeah, this is a universe, though.
Minecraft started out in, what was it, like a, it was like 4 people in college or something like that? Like a bunch of dudes in college? That's pretty good for college people.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you know, the idea behind Minecraft, like you could just keep going and keep going and keep going, that's a really big thing. Like this little thing, I mean, it's not as big, and it's not as, like, pretty or whatever thing, but just the idea that it literally built mountains and caves, and it's all just random, and you go to the next, like you back out, you make a new one, random, everything's random. That's so crazy to me that we actually have games that can do that.
Right. And another great thing about this game is, like, every time you play it, you're probably going to discover something new. Like, every single time you sit down to play it, you'll find a new planet that you haven't been to before, obviously.
Is there, did they make, like, space battles? Like, do you have guns and stuff on your ship?
Yeah. You can fight people in space. You can pirate people. You can...
All right.
Fight against other ships, and
this is going to be epic.
Yeah, I'm going to lose my mind, and I will not come out of my room.
What consoles are they coming?
About a month. It's coming to PS4 and PC. I'm pretty sure.
Okay,
but they haven't said anything about Xbox One yet. So
I feel like a lot of companies are starting to leave out the Xbox One.
Well, like since we're in like the first full year of these consoles, like a lot of companies are starting to. Or a lot of the third-party developers are starting to side with one console or another. You know, like, they push the game on a certain console. But that's only because that console is paying them to do so.
True. Yeah.
So it's a matter... Sony's been really good with their PR lately in getting indie studios and big games like Destiny to push on their console.
Yeah, I read something about... people saying something about Destiny not... They don't know if it's... I mean, of course, it's coming to the Xbox One. Mm-hmm. They've already said that, but people are angry because it's not... The beta's not coming out on it and
all that
stuff. Like, people are really angry about it, and they feel like it's not fair.
But it's a form of marketing, so, like, you just have to kind of accept it.
You want to play the beta, buy a PS4. And I know that's not as easy as it sounds, but, I mean, if you're that worked up over it...
Yeah, people shouldn't take it personally.
Yeah, get a different console. I mean, it's coming to your console. Just wait a little while. Yeah. You know, it's not that big of a deal.
You'll get to play the finished product, too.
And another thing is that people get angry about these games, and I'm going to use Destiny as an example, but
it's current.
People are getting mad. The Xbox people are getting mad about the PlayStation people getting to play it first, and they're going to, you know, level up, and they're going to get all their stuff first. You're not playing them.
Right.
The two don't cross over. It's
two
not
different
like
servers.
You're not going to get on Xbox and there's going to be a guy that's called PlayStation Bill run up to you and he's at level 40 because he's been playing for...
There might be an Xbox One gamer who has the tag PlayStation Bill, though. You never know.
Well, you're right, but I mean, I'm saying Bill from PlayStation.
Right,
you get me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But... You know, don't get all worked up over it. You're going to be the same level every other Xbox person is going to be whenever it comes out. Don't worry about it. It's not that big of a deal.
Right.
There's a lot of people that complained about Titanfall coming out on the PlayStation, but it's like people complained about that for, what, a month?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. And then they stop. They're like, all right, whatever.
And then, I mean, they even said that they'll probably go multi-platform with the next one they're doing, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. Don't you worry about it. Speaking of Destiny, by the way.
Yerp.
Cannot get my mind off that game. Ever since the alpha, that's all I think about.
It's fun.
I can't play any other games and be satisfied until I play Destiny again. I need that game.
That got really deep for a second.
It did, right? I'm telling you, it's tough. I was sitting here the other day, and I was like, what do I want to play? I got this, I got that. Nothing's as good. So I just went with Call of Duty, because I can shoot at people and get angry on that.
I've been playing through The Last of Us again, of course.
Yeah. Good game.
It is, but the game I'm most excited for is No Man's Sky, like, hands down. Because...
This Destiny.
It reminds me of, like, Minecraft with the exploration stuff, but it's in space. And I love space.
Well, so another thing is that with the, if the space dogfights are good, there really isn't a good, like, spaceship dogfighting game.
On consoles,
like, at all. I mean, what's that one where the ship can turn into a robot? I saw it on the Xbox and PlayStation Network stuff the other day.
I'm not sure.
I can't think of it. It's on there, but you're basically like a pilot, and you're flying through space, and you do all these little gunship battles and everything. It looks cool, and then you turn into a robot, kind of like a Gundam or something like that. And don't get me wrong, it's a cool idea, but I wish that they would just focus. They would say, okay, look, we're going to make a space game to where you just fly around and shoot things.
Exactly.
You can upgrade your ship however you want to. There's hundreds upon thousands of different customizations for it. And that's just what you do. You know, you fly around. You can go from spaceport to spaceport. It's an entire
universe.
There you go.
And that's what No Man's Sky looks like. And, like, what's amazing about it is that when we finally get the game and start discovering stuff for the first time... The creators won't even know, like, what are on those planets because of the way they're making it. It's some sort of algorithm, and it creates different mutations of animals, different mutations of planets with different types of biomes, and just a bunch of crazy stuff. So, like, when we get it, it'll be, like, new for everybody, which is awesome.
Also, Joe, I'm gonna let you know. Don't hurt yourself trying to explain how it works. It's magic.
It is magic.
There's nothing we can do about it. Only the guy who invented it knows how it works.
Right. And you can watch that video on our site too. Courtesy of PlayStation Blog. It's on our website.
That is true. It is a good video.
It's a good 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Of him talking about the history of Hello Games as well as No Man's Sky. But gosh. Good stuff.
Man, it is good. It's just so beautiful. That was my thing.
Yeah.
I just love it. All right, well, do we have anything else that you would like to talk about?
Actually, yeah. So, you know, we're still in the startup phase of our website. So, we are kind of excited to announce that we are getting at least one extra editor.
At least. We've already talked to him. He's on board. And we've just got to get him rolling now.
He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
He's in the system. He's ready to go.
Yeah.
And as soon as I orient him, he'll be ready to post. Because our goal is to give you guys as much content to look at as possible.
Yeah, so. And another thing is that he's probably a good writer. And
oh, he is a
so
good writer.
So far, I haven't written anything because I'm not a good writer.
It's
because
you're a supervisor, man.
I am, that's true. I am. I supervise things. I don't do anything. I just supervise. I play games. I do the podcast and record game footage.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I'm also the only one out of all of us that have all the consoles right now.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of also the tech guy, I guess.
Yeah, you're also, for now. More importantly, you're also the co-founder. So that you're the one who decided to dive into this with me.
Yeah.
And now we're getting a couple others.
Yeah.
For sure, the one that we know for sure is, his name's Austin Cook. He's a good friend of mine from high school, well, grade school, high school, college.
Known him for a long time.
He's a very good writer, And he'll be covering...
He's very bright. He's very smart. Everything guy. He talks about, he knows what he's talking about.
Right.
He was with us. He did some stuff with us when we were doing the
wild card
stuff. The
Flashback.
Dirty Joe Picture Show stuff.
Oh man, classic. But what was I gonna say? But yeah, he'll be covering. I'm the head of the video game stuff. But Austin will also write about games, but he's gonna be the head of movies and comics.
Yeah.
So,
because that boy's DC like Jesus or something.
DC prophet for sure.
He really is.
But in addition to games, we'll also be adding movies and comics. So that way we can get that full coverage of nerd entertainment, I guess.
Yeah, you know, we do love the nerdy stuff.
So. Yeah. So it'll be good. It'll be fun. And let's see what else. I want to say again
that if anybody wants to play with us, send us a
an email.
Send us an email or something like that. We can give you our gamer tags and.
You can email me at joe@couchcoop.net, no dash, just couchcoop, and you can email casey@couchcoop.net.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, we're not really really big like sports games people. I'll play some Madden, I don't mind, but we're just not very good at them, so we don't really play them.
Right, I'm terrible at sports games. But I am terrible at every game, so.
Yeah, that is true. But, I mean, we love doing, RPG, we like doing shooters, and just, we're kind of team-based people. We really like to do things with friends.
Right.
Even if we're just running through a storyline together.
Main couch co-op.
Exactly. Yeah. Even if that's something like, just me and Joe running through Halo CE in one straight run, after church one day. Just storyline, We love doing that kind of stuff just because we love the art and the magic that goes into making these games as good as they are and the stories as good as they are.
And it's good to share that experience with your friends as well.
Yeah, it's true.
Of course, most of my gaming is done alone, simply because my internet's not that great.
But, yeah, and you don't live here.
Yeah.
So we're not always together.
Right. But, let's see. Once I get, I used to be really into The Last of Us multiplayer. Still am, but I just have to update it, and at my house, updates take forever.
Was that super bum fighting, what they said?
Yeah, just, really intense bum fighting. Sticks with nails in them and...
Have to say that even though I don't think Austin is a multiplayer person, he is the most deadly person I've ever seen in that game with a bow.
Yeah, that's true.
He will tear through people with that bow. You and me are rolling around with automatics and stuff, and he's just like bow and arrow, pop, 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 just dropping people.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good. He's my savior. I was always the decoy. So.
Also, along with those new additions to the sites, we're still working out on getting our groove with the YouTube channel so that we can keep posting videos more often.
Yeah, we got a good response with the Destiny video.
Yeah, and a pretty good response. Not as good as the Destiny one, but a pretty good response with the Battlefield impressions.
That's just because nobody likes that game.
Yeah. So,
but
we're going to... I wish we could have gotten Valiant Hearts this weekend so that we could have played that.
I know. I might try to get it... with my next paycheck,
I'd like to review it. That's for sure.
Yeah, I just pre-ordered Destiny, and that took 60 out of my, whatever. We're all on a budget, but I didn't want to spend another 15 on it right now. I figured, wait a week, and then if I think I can handle it, then I'll go ahead and buy it. So maybe next week we might be able to, or not next week, 2 weeks from now.
Yeah,
it would be
correct.
So,
oh yeah, that's right. I should probably inform them. This next week, I'll be in town until the 4th of July. Then I'm going to Mexico until the 13th of July.
A little over a week. So right. You won't be here.
So I won't. We'll have a break in the podcast again. But that'll give us some time to write a whole lot. And then when we get back, we'll have a super episode.
Another thing we could do is... I'll talk to you about it.
Okay. So, yeah.
Don't want to get their hopes
up. I'll still be able to write stuff while I'm over in Mexico, but we probably won't have any video or podcast stuff until I get back.
Yeah.
So, that wraps us up for episode 5.
5.
Of the Couch Co-op Podcast.
Would be episode 6, but, you know.
Right,
we're lazy.
Be sure to check out the website, couchcoop.net, and go check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/couchcoopgaming. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/couchcoopdfw.
Yep.
Follow us on Twitter.
Couch
Co-op. At couchco underscore op.
Oh, it is an underscore on there.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So, go press all those buttons. Go like all those things.
We're timing you. Go!
Go. But we had a really good week on the site this week, for sure.
Yeah,
Thanks to a bunch of Reddit people.
Had a pretty good boost. Yeah, you got in trouble on Reddit, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I didn't know about the self-promoting rule, and apparently I'm about to cross that line if I haven't already been shadowed.
The Reddit. So if you guys would like to actually help us post to Reddit.
Yeah, just post to one of the gaming subreddits or anything like that.
Help keep us up and running.
So. We had over 1,000 views on the sites this week.
This week alone.
Which is amazing.
Good, so. Because we got up to 2,000 in...
In 2 months.
Yeah.
And then this week we had 1,000, so...
So that's good.
Thank you guys a bunch.
Yeah, for real. I mean, it's really helping that everybody's being so, you know, reaching out. And,
especially in this startup phase, we just want people to get their eyes on it.
Yeah, and another thing is that if you guys think that there's something else that we can do to make this better, a better experience for you and us, just send us an email at our emails and...
Or even leave a comment on this post. Yeah, I mean... So.
Yeah, I mean, we welcome ideas and criticism.
Yeah.
So.
Completely.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you guys for listening. And we've made it this far. Thanks for listening. And we're out.